Oh my, what brings a lone human out to the woods this late at night? Pardon me, human, are you all alone? Oh, no need to raise your sword. I'm well aware of who you are. A lowly mandrake such as myself is simply no match for the exalted hero. I mean you no harm. As you wandered through the woods, I noticed you look a little disheveled. And we are well into the wee hours of the morning. You must be exhausted. I could heal your wounds, if you like. Oh, I may be a monster, but I cannot idly sit by while a lost soul such as yourself roams the darkness alone. My magic will make you feel so much better. I can't hurt you. You'll be safe with me. Yes. Excellent. Come closer. Can you smell my aroma? It is quite pleasant, is it not? With every breath, you feel more and more relaxed. Yes, yes, come all the way over. I can make all your pain disappear. There you are. Allow me to wrap my arms around you. It's much more comfortable in my embrace, no? Your head is at the perfect height to rest on my chest. They may not be very large, but I imagine my breasts feel wonderfully soft and comfortable for a weary soul such as yourself. Relieve yourself of all your tension, O great hero. Relax your body and mind. Take a deep breath for me. Let my aroma calm you. In and out. In and out. Once more. In and you already seem so much more relaxed, hero. Look up at me. Oh, without that suspicious glare you had earlier, you are actually quite cute. Your eyes, in particular, are magnificent. Do you like mine? The golden shine of my eyes is quite alluring. Is it not? Look deeply now. See the pools of glimmering golden ocean before you? Do you feel yourself being pulled in by their tranquil waves, drawing you closer and closer and closer? Our faces are so close, I could just... Oh, my, how imprudent of me. My apologies, hero, your lips were simply so close to mine. I began to wonder if they were as soft as they looked. As it turns out, they are even softer than I hoped. May I be so bold as to ask for another? This is simply wonderful. Mm. Why do you seem so restless, Hiro? What's this I feel pressing into me? My goodness, that erection looks quite uncomfortable. Oh no, this must be because of my saliva. It has a bit of a, shall we say, exciting effect on humans. I had completely forgotten. My sincerest apologies, my poor Hiro. Please, allow me to take responsibility for this. I have just the thing. You see this vine of mine? The flower on its end opens up to reveal, ta-da, a soft, meaty hole. We mandrakes use these to lure and devour insects, but they can serve many other uses. Look at how it drips with sweet nectar. I imagine it would feel unbelievably wonderful to have it suck all that tension away. Shh, no need for words, brave Hiro. Allow me to tend to your needs. First, I need to unsheath your sword for you. Ah, there we are. No need to be shy. It is only the two of us here. Take another deep breath for me. In. And out. There we go. In. Once more, in and out. Deep breathing has a way of making those troublesome thoughts go away, does it not? Watch closely now. Watch as your stiff cock is swallowed by my tight, wet hole. Pay attention. It feels wonderful now. How my soft, warm flesh envelops you completely, as if it were licking you from all angles at once. Revel in how it kneads your cock, gently, yet firmly. Allow me to suck away any discomfort you may have. Let all the seed churning in your balls spurt out for me, okay? Can you do that for me? Would it help you if I massaged your balls? My, they feel so full and heavy. It's all of the seed for me. How lucky I am. There's no need to hold anything back, my cute little Hiro. Allow yourself to feel good and let it all out. I promise you'll feel so much better afterwards. Let me pull you in close and... Are you close here? Release all that you have pent up inside you. Drop your stress, your arousal, and your strength. There we go. You're doing wonderfully. Let it all out. Delicious. Oh, You nearly fell over. Oh, unsteady on your feet, are you? Worry not. You are secure and safe, wrapped up in my vines like this. Pardon me. Oh, why, yes, I did tell you, release your strength. Did I forget to mention? The arousal caused by my saliva is the direct result of all your accumulated levels. That is your strength, magic, and other attributes leaking out your body. Since you poured all of it directly inside of me so nicely, I was able to slurp it all up and absorb it for myself. Have you noticed? Now I have leveled up. My breasts have gotten a bit bigger. Naturally, my strength has increased as well. No struggling. Stay tangled up in my vines, hero. Even after draining some of your strength, I'm confident I would lose a fight with you rather quickly. That will not be an issue, though, will it? My saliva also has a bit of a paralyzing effect. Your body must feel as if it were made of stone. Yes? You poor thing. It must be so difficult for you to move. What do I see here? Why, I believe your heart again. Let me help you once more. Yes, look deep into my eyes while I suck on you. Oh, why are you making that face, hero? Are you frightened? Oh, no need to be afraid, little sapling. Focus your mind on how good it feels to be enveloped. And my embrace, the unimaginable pleasure of my tight hole squeezing and sucking on your cock. There's no reason to fear. Relax for me. Keep your eyes on mine and take a deep breath, okay? In. In and out. Shh, everything will be all right, little sprig. That's it. Let it all go. Feel everything melt away in bliss as I drain you of more levels. Come on, you can do it. That's it. Come on, little sprig. You can do it. Yes. Come for me. That's it. What a strong orgasm. I am so proud of you, sapling. And your essence is even more delicious the second time. Oh, you seem to be quite tired, little one. I suppose that as your level drops, so does your resiliency. No matter. I can return you to full strength. After all, I just required a high-level healing spell from none other than the great hero. There we are. You look as though you feel much... Oh! Goodness. I see the stories about your tenacity are true, hero. I suppose, though, you no longer quite live up to that hero title, do you? A mere mandrake was able to catch your fist with such ease. Not very heroic, was that? And you are so confident it worked too. I did say I would restore you to full strength, but it seems your full strength has fallen quite a bit. Meanwhile, I have never felt stronger in my life. The attempt was cute, but you're much too slow to escape my vine sapling. I'm far from finished with you. I always keep my word. And I said I would suck it all out. Every last drop. Yes, my suction has gotten stronger as well. It feels so much better now, right? And my breasts are so nice and full now. Look, my nectar is leaking out of my nipples. I bet the taste would be divine. Oh, goodness. You wasted no time trying it for yourself. Oh, the way you suck in my nipples so desperately feels wonderful. You'll not get any of your levels back from there, silly. Unlike my saliva, the nectar from my breasts will not paralyze you. No. Instead, they are full of the pure, undiluted aphrodisiac my body produces. The taste is immaculate, yes? I must say, though, immediately latching onto me like that was not a very good idea. Now your arousal may take days to subside. Perhaps I drained more of your intelligence than I thought. No matter. You have no need for intelligence any longer. You have no need for anything any longer. All you need is to concern yourself with feeling good. That's all. Just feel good. Just let yourself go and let the pleasure wash you away. Ah, that's it, sapling. How splendid. I knew you could do it. Well done, but I think you have one more in you. Can you go for one final round? I know. If I lay you on the ground gently and set myself on your pretty face. Oh, your face makes a lovely seat. Can you see how much nectar is dripping out of my flower? This is where my aroma comes from. It is much, much stronger directly from the source, no? Shh, everything's okay. I have one more surprise for you. This is another one of my special vines. I used to climb trees and get nice and deep into their hollow holes. But I know another hole, it could get nice and deep inside. It fits so snugly in your ass. There we are. Perfect. You got so much harder from that. Is this your weak spot, little sapling? Do you love it when I shove it deep inside of you? Ah, that's it. Let it all go. This feels much better than being a hero, does it not? All that questing business was a lot to handle, I imagine. It must have been so complicated. You must be so tired thinking about complicated things. It would be so much nicer if you could forget about all those bothersome things. I will give that to you. No more difficult thoughts, okay? I'm the only thing that matters. When I'm on your face like this, my body is the only thing you can see. My honeyed words are the only thing you can hear. The sweet aroma wafting from my flower is the only thing you can smell. The sweet, sweet nectar is the only thing you can taste. and the strength leaving your body from your cock is the only thing you can feel. No need to fight it. No need for any more thoughts in that pretty little head. All you need is me and the pleasure I give you. You have been throbbing so strongly back there. Are you close? Let it go, my darling sapling. Your worries, your responsibilities, your duties, and all those hard thoughts from your head. Now your life can simply be about me. Let go. Come. Come for me. There you go, little sapling. Come for me. Let it all go. There it is. Good work, sapling. Did that feel good? Oh, you like feeling good, right? You look so frail now. I really did just drain you of every last drop of essence, just as promised. You have nothing left for me to drain. You're so weak now. I bet a simple sly could dispatch you easily. No matter. You no longer have to fight. You no longer have to think. Everything that you are belongs to me now. I still have plenty of use for you yet. All of the less experienced mandrakes need an example so they can learn how to properly subdue humans. After all, when the search parties come for you, us mandrakes will need to know how to give them a proper greeting. No? Oh, was that too much for your little brain to handle? Let me phrase it in a way you can understand. Your friends are coming over to play with us. Soon enough, you will all be together. All of you can live together in our grove and play with the mandrakes every single night. And maybe after that, we can visit other towns and invite other human friends to play. Fun, right? Oh, trust me, it will be very, very fun.